Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How about Texas Tech losing to West Virginia?
Yeah, and they came all the way back, looked like they were going to pull it off.
And then they didn't.
Yep, nope, that was a fail.
And then teams like Indiana, who just kind of bleeped the bleep. And almost beat Ohio State, but they were really borderline coming in. Clemson was really borderline coming in. So there's a couple teams that are, I don't know at this
Texas
point.
Texas has got to be out, right?
I think Texas is probably out.
I mean, you can't put a 500 team in the tournament. Guess who got traded today? Your favorite quarterback,
Ryan Tannehill, to the Titans.
I don't like that if I'm a Titans fan. You know why? Well, A, I don't think he's very good. But B, now, I mean, Marcus Mariota, you're basically telling him, hey, we needed to get a guy who can push you. And if you're not going to step up this year, you're probably done.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Is your number 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Missed the first 2 hours. A lot of fun. It's been a fun week as we wrap it up from Dallas. This is be my last little part of the show here, probably, because RJ, once we get him on, tends to go pretty far. So I just want to take a second to thank everybody for having us out here again.
Because, absolutely.
Love coming out, and we had a great time. Kenny asks, let's say hypothetically the Texans went after and got some competent gentlemen for the O-line. Do you feel they'd be a legitimate contender to win the AFC after that? That may be a corner or two. I think they need I think they're pretty far away at those positions, and I don't know what's left out there. I mean, there's a couple offensive linemen that would make them better, but yeah.
I don't know that there's anybody out there that will suddenly make them a legit contender, but
right.
I do think that there are guys that can make their team better. And if you draft well, you hit a home run with your first round pick, then maybe they are a contender. But nothing that they've brought in so far tells me they're even improving from last year. And last year's team wasn't good enough.
And we see other teams around them that are improving. All right, so do we have RJ? All right, let's go to our man, the gambling guru of the universe, the legend that is RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. What's going on, RJ?
Hey, guys, hate to say it, but just coming off the injured list, you might be able to hear in the voice here, so going to have to keep it short. I apologize.
That's all good. What's happened to you, RJ? Are you just in too high a demand, or did you get sick?
Got sick, and also it is the 47th anniversary of The Godfather, so I'm trying to kind of, imitate. Let me see how it sounds. Wait.
I'm a superstitious man.
I'm a superstitious man. Yeah, I think there's something
that's pretty
there.
Good. That's strong. That's strong. Well, hopefully you're all rested up for next week. I know it's a big week for us. I'm excited to get out there and hang with you guys. But obviously the gambling keeps going. And, I'm curious what you thought of we talked a little bit about this with Brad yesterday. Now that Zion is back and we've seen him back, do you think that Vegas finally figured out how much he's actually worth? Because they hit the number right on the nose last night. They said 12, it was 12. And I know there was some waffling early on between, he's worth 4 points, he might be worth seven, maybe six. What do you think the final Vegas consensus was on the value of Zion Williamson?
Well, I mean, Zion played about as well as he could, and like you said, it hit the number. So it feels like to me the reevaluation has been Zion is relatively more valuable than we thought, and the rest of this Duke team isn't quite as good as we thought. I mean, really, from seeing what we saw, where would you put the rest of – without Zion, where do you put Duke 1 to what?
Probably,
is Duke even clearly top 6 or 7?
No, I was going to say probably bottom of the top 10.
Yeah, so I would make the case Zion's one of the most valuable single players in college basketball in the last decade.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're right. But
because right now you'd make him a clear favorite to win the title, right?
I don't know if I'd make him a clear favorite.
Well, why don't we do this? I'll take Duke, you take anyone else, and we'll do a dime on it.
Well, I'm not getting value there, RJ. You're trying to trick me like you do those guys on your podcast.
No. You said if they're not a clear favorite, that means then you taking the other side should be a good bet for you.
I'm not saying I don't think they should be a clear favorite.
I'm confused. So is Duke clearly the best team with Zion?
I don't know. We've seen one game against Syracuse.
So then thus, me giving you the chance to take another team is offering you value.
But what I'm saying is, if I take that one team, I can get better value than 1-to-1 with somebody who's got a Duke ticket.
Yeah, but isn't taking money from friends so much more enjoyable?
No.
Oh, it is for me.
You like that?
Oh my God! I'm not sure I like anything better.
See, I'm different because I feel like I like to see bookies lose.
The bookies are always going to win.
I know, but I mean, it's there's something about like you and your boys all hitting a ticket and going up and taking money from them.
No, I mean no. If you're betting together, that's great. You all want to win, but I love the no vig betting. And plus, when you get to bet against each other, it's no vig. Now you got to win. You know, 50.01% to profit.
That's true.
But again, I get the idea. You said something. See, that's what makes our shows different. When you say something on our show, you back it up with cash. On your show, you double talk and move on to the next subject. But no offense. I mean, no big deal.
On our show, we actually come up with fair odds, and we don't just say, whatever. Well, I'll take the number one team. You pick some random team.
All right. We've gone over this, but we'll let the Houston metro area decide.
They can decide. They can decide for themselves who's in the right here. Have you seen, obviously, Cleveland, a big uptick in their odds, the Browns, to win the Super Bowl and to win the AFC next year? I think I saw they were third favorite in the AFC now. Are you surprised at how much their moves have affected their value? And are we looking at the Browns now as a really public team all of a sudden?
Well, there were certain sports books that said that the Browns were reported, the biggest bet Super Bowl team they had last year. So I think a lot of people worship draft choices. They worship potential. You know, you think about it, it's very similar to what you see in the NBA. And it's not as bad as it used to be, but in the NBA, when it used to be like a guy playing against a chair, you know, making a move in the post, it's like you get to dream on it. You might remember season 3 of The Wire. There's the famous scene on the balcony with Avon and Stringer, and he's talking about, you know, something, and Stringer goes, "Oh, we could have bought that property so cheap back then." He goes, no, just sit back and dream on it a minute. If you can dream on something, it's so much bigger than any facts, than any data. And that's why the more that you, quite frankly, you know, I'm a big believer that most people that have a mistress and they have a wife, that if they literally didn't know either of them, let's see how we would say this. If you flipped it and you spent every day with the mistress, you only saw the wife once a week, you'd probably have as much fun with the wife as you're having with the mistress.
You're probably right.
Being familiar in a lot of ways, for humans, it's a bad thing. And I think in general, when it comes to draft choices, when it comes to a lot of things, and with the Browns, we got a handful of games of I almost said Johnny Manziel. We got a handful of games with these key Browns players.
Baker and, yeah.
And yeah, Mayfield looks fine. But boy, oh boy, we don't have that much. And, you know, you look at a Ryan Tannehill, I would make the case that in his best, you know, even last season of games, he's probably, if you look at his best 25% of plays, there's somewhere in that Baker Mayfield level. It's just you had a second contract, you had a maybe next year he's finally going to make it, and then finally people are sick of it. And I think you see that happen so much more often than someone become a true great like Brady, et cetera.
Do you think that the Browns got a bump in popularity from Hard Knocks?
I think it's Mayfield more. I mean, I just think he is a millennial. And it's kind of funny because a lot of people that's going to turn off, a lot of people that's going to turn on. But as the old Howard Stern movie said, you know, what's the number one reason people listen? You know, is they want to hear what he has to say next because they love him, and they want to hear what he has to say next because they hate him. Either way, you're listening.
Well, I mean, obviously they had, before they had Baker Mayfield, they drafted Johnny Manziel, who was, we can agree, a bigger star than Baker Mayfield was. Is it because Johnny didn't have the early success that Baker had? Is that why you think that maybe the Browns didn't take off as a popular choice until they actually had some success?
Well, plus, I think there's you look at the team around them, and I mean, I'm not a big fan when people say, oh, football fans are so much smarter than they used to be, but I do think when you see guys drafted number one at the end and this running back that could have went here, but, man, you got him. I mean, it's hard to look at the – and then with judicious free agents, I mean, in a weird way, if this were a blind resume, I think the Browns might be underrated. I think to some degree there's just Brown skepticism.
One other team I want to ask you about real quickly, the Chiefs. The Tariq Hill news coming out today, they're second favorite to win the Super Bowl. If he winds up being suspended for a season, how much does that affect the Chiefs' odds and their chances, in your opinion?
Sorry about that. I'll tell you, Fezzik, who's our NFL guru, he said he has Hill as one of the most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL, worth about a point per game. And he's saying, you know, there might be 6-7 other people in the league that valuable. So that is it. So it would be huge. You know, Hill missing games is a big, big, big deal. So if you guys don't mind, I really do apologize. I'm just struggling so much.
It's okay. We appreciate you, man.
We can take a minute and talk about AJ coming to Vegas, maybe.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Yeah, we'll be out there. I'm headed up there after my show on Tuesday. I'll be with you guys Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to do a live podcast on Thursday and Friday.
So let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
So at the Hard Rock Cafe, and it's the Vinyl Room, they call it. So they've had the Dice Man's played there. They've had some really big names play there. So, you know, let's just be happy about that. But it seats 300, so it's going to be a nice intimate setting, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock at night on Thursday night and Friday night, so day one, day two of the tournament. And here's why it's 10, because all the games pretty much are going to be over. So now we're going to do like 90 minutes up, you know, or so, saying what did we learn? What does that mean about tomorrow's games? What does it mean about Saturday games? And then same thing on Friday night, what did we learn? What does it mean about Saturday and Sunday games? You know, tickets in that $30 type range. And they got VIPs, meet and greet, the whole thing. So if you just go to at RJ in Vegas, and you're going to be in Vegas, and you're an eight, I don't know if AJ's got fans this big. We'll see what kind of Houston contingent there is. But just right now, my last tweet, at RJ in Vegas, you'll see the links to both Thursday and Friday night. And it's selling pretty well. I think people are excited about the idea. There's so little time between Thursday and Friday that getting that expert info, and it will be a all-star roundtable.
Now, RJ, Brad, he said he wasn't sure what the plan was for Monday, but he says that you've got plans to do sort of a special podcast on Monday for our college basketball pod.
Yeah. So I think that we're going to do our pod, normal pod, early. Tape it Monday for Tuesday AM release. And then when you get to town, maybe you guys can do an extra one, kind of a late one. It's, you know, I think the theory is just go to RJ Bone, your favorite pod player, subscribe to the Dream Preview, and you're just going to be fed info, free info, the whole weekend.
All right. That sounds like fun. I will be listening.
I appreciate it. And guys, I apologize for my voice again.
It's
Thank
all
you.
Good, man. We'll talk to you about it.
Bye.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about, we talk about betting all the time. Probably want to know where you want to bet. How about MyBookie? If you like to wager on this college basketball, this is your place to go. I made three bets over the last 2 days on the tournament games. There's so many tournament games to choose from. You got AJ's picks. You want to go play them? This is the place to do it. You got March Madness coming next week. This is the place to do it, because when you win, they pay. That's the best part. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. In-game live betting, all kinds of great stuff. All you have to do is Google MyBookie to get your account started. Right now, they'll match 50% of your initial deposit. So if you put in $200, you'll get $100 free to play with. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. He's gone. He and Joel Blank are headed back to our fair city of Houston. Nick Sciarra and I have been left behind in the cold and soulless city of Dallas.
And they're headed back to the H.
Yep. So, you know, sucks for them.
Yeah. How much of a drag is this last half hour of the Blitz going to be for you now that I'm co-hosting instead of Fred?
I wouldn't say a drag. You gonna bring some energy today or what?
I felt like I brought 3 hours of energy earlier. I didn't think it was that bad.
That wasn't on my show. No one listened to that show.
Now I got to bring it for the last 30 minutes.
To where, like, now you've got an audience. So can you perform with people listening?
I can. Okay. Or at least I attempt
to. You think you can? We'll see. We'll find out. Yeah, Freddie and Joel had to head back to the airport. So Nick going to fill in the last 30 minutes here. We talked to RJ Bell last segment. Sort of talked to RJ Bell. Not in the best of health right now, apparently.
RJ Bell?
Yeah, his voice is going out, so
okay.
He just couldn't do the full our full run. A couple stories I had I wanted to go with you on. Thought maybe you'd be interested in some of these.
Okay.
A man in Florida, 19 years old, he's facing a DUI charge after police say he passed out in the driver's seat of a car while in a Wendy's drive-thru.
What, I do remember this story, actually. I think we talked about it.
What's your go-to drunk food, first of all?
Whataburger, because it's very close to the house.
And it's always open.
And it's always open.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You ever passed out in the drive-thru line?
Never. Not in a drive-thru line. Or not okay. In my car while I'm driving.
My favorite thing is when there's a picture, officers found him at 2:30 a.m. when he was getting out of the car. While climbing out of the car, he reached back into the car, grabbed what appeared to be a beer can, and slipped it into his pocket while being questioned. I don't know if that is going to help your cause. I mean, I guess it's good to try to hide the beer can, but hiding it on your person doesn't really, it doesn't improve your situation.
It's hard to be inconspicuous when you're drunk. It's very difficult to do that. It's when you're trying to hide something and you're under the influence, usually not going to work. Plus, probably he obviously, him doing it in front of the cops was probably not a good idea.
You think?
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, he'll be off the road for a little
while. Apparently, the car was still in drive, too, which is crazy.
Dude, that is crazy.
Did he have a parking brake on? Like, how was the
car? No, he just fell asleep with his foot pushed down on the brake, so.
Really? Yeah. That can happen.
Yeah.
You fall asleep, and you can still apply pressure on the brake.
Yeah.
I would imagine at some point I would.
I mean, you might move at some point.
When I saw the story said that the car was in drive, I'm assuming he fell asleep, the car started rolling, and it eventually came to a stop when it hit some sort of obstacle.
That's what I would have thought, too. But, you know, sometimes you just fall asleep with that pressure on the brake.
No, where have I fallen asleep? Airport, because I was drunk at the Vegas airport. But I fell asleep waiting for my flight, and I didn't miss it. So.
Oh, then that doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to think of a place I passed out. I can't even remember.
Anywhere in public?
That's what I'm trying to think
of. Like,
have
you ever been at a bar and passed out at the bar?
That might be a possibility.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember where, though.
I think the last time I passed out on the river, like drinking on the river, like floating the river.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister had to tie a rope to my tube and just drag me along because I was like, I'd floated off into the weeds and I was like I wasn't moving.
Yeah, and you're kind of a big dude. You're not going to, no one's picking your ass up.
Nope.
What do you weigh right now?
Like 220.
That's still heavy, even if, you know. That's crazy. You know what Joel told me? That, and you know Joel's kind of a big dude, too.
Yeah. Joel also weighs 220, but is like 6 inches shorter than me.
And Barkley is six.
I don't know that to be true. I'm just busting Joel's balls.
I know. He's probably listening, too. But Charles Barkley literally picked up Joel Blank from his feet upside down and held him with his head down and his legs up.
Damn.
That's like, how strong Charles Barkley is, because Joel is not small.
Like Suge Knight did that to Vanilla Ice.
Exactly. But Vanilla Ice is what? At that time, what did he weigh?
I mean,
like $150, and Suge Knight is massive.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, 220 and you hold a guy upside down like that?
Would it be emasculating for you to have someone hold you upside down like that? To manhandle you?
Yeah, probably, but I wouldn't care. I just don't care anymore. I mean, if Barkley wanted to do it, I would say Barkley.
What if Joel did it?
I still wouldn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do it in the studio if you want. I don't care.
What if Trey did it?
I'd whip his ass. I would whip his ass.
Come on.
No, I love Jugs.
Be nice to our guy, Trey. Who, by the way, the most Trey story ever. Aaron, did you hear what happened with Trey?
When?
So, Trey, he asked me for this weekend off because he was going to, I guess he got an invitation to ride in an Indy car. And he's like, it's my life's dream. He's so excited. It takes the weekend off. So I've got to change the schedule because, you know, I'm not, what am I going to do? Tell the guy you can't take off to go live this dream that you've had. So I do that. Then Trey realizes yesterday that, oh, the race is not this weekend. It's next weekend.
I did not know that he didn't realize it wasn't this weekend.
Nope. He was all jazzed up and ready to go and then realized, oh, the race isn't.
So how did he inform you about this mishap?
He sent me an email, and Trey always sends emails the same way. He will send an email, and it'll say, hey, AJ, it's me, Trey.
In the email?
Yeah, in the email. Or, hey, AJ, Trey here. Like, he doesn't realize that, like, when he sends an email, it says who the email is from, and it's Trey.
Yeah.
So I already know it's him, but he feels the need to let me know that, hey, this is the real me, like verified, not someone just hacking into my account and sending you an email. This is really me letting you know.
I would have appreciated like a recorded voicemail.
He was like, I just wanted to let you know that I'm totally available to work this weekend and no problem at all, boss.
Could you imagine in the voicemail, though? Him trying to explain to you that he got the wrong...
That would have
been good. That would have been
hilarious. He didn't even explain to me why he couldn't do it. Tyler is the one who told me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, because I mean, Tyler, he waits to bust Trey's balls.
Is he a little intimidated by you now, especially now that you're the boss, Jugs?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I've always been pretty nice to Trey.
I don't know about all that. Didn't you get in trouble with his mom or something like that?
I can't remember. So.
Or maybe it was another host. I don't know.
Some other host. I've always been good to Trey.
I feel like you're lying to me.
I'm not lying.
Okay. Ask him.
I thought
there was a little incident with Trey's mom, but maybe I'm...
I think Trey's mom didn't like something about the show one time, but she called in and we hashed it out.
Oh, so there was an incident.
She's definitely called the show before.
I wouldn't have expected her to call the show. But
that was when... It may have been like when Trey first started up with us, when he didn't win Rock the Mic. I think she was upset that he didn't win Rock the Mic.
Okay.
But I think Trey understood that he didn't deserve to win that title.
Right.
He handled it well. But, I mean, I think his mom was worried that we were not being genuine with Trey and we were just making fun of him.
Oh, okay.
So, but I think she understands now that we find value in Trey.
Absolutely.
That other people might... look away from, we look too. And
yeah.
We say, this is valuable.
No, people should see Trey in studio walking around the halls. He's usually got a massive smile on his face, and he's usually a pretty happy kid.
Yeah.
So he's
Do you like Trey's new haircut?
Honestly, no.
No, you like it better the old way?
I like the disaster that he had up there. I like that. It fit him better. But at the same time, he couldn't keep that hair forever, right?
Probably not.
He's growing up now.
Yeah, you got to be a big boy at some point.
No.
Start... acting like a big boy, but just a little heads up on what's going on in the basketball games right now. SMU beating Cincinnati 35-29 right now. That's not a great look. Minnesota leading Purdue 28-27. Iowa State 27, Kansas State 23, and Kentucky housing Alabama 26-13. Villanova's losing to Xavier at halftime, and Florida State with a 5-point lead on Virginia in the first half. 6 minutes left in the first half. So some good games going on now. Duke, North Carolina, we get tonight. I assume we'll get more than 33 seconds of Zion Williamson. We get to see what these two teams actually match up like at full strength. So I'm excited to see that. That's probably my plan for tonight, is to just post up in my room and watch basketball.
You were making mention to that, and Tracy, who obviously is the one that brings us out here,
yeah, I know,
is expecting you to come out, sir.
Yeah, but I can't start falling into peer pressure.
I mean, it's Friday. It's not like you got to be up early.
No, but we went kind of hard last night.
Went hard the night before.
Yeah, like my body's just not built to recover so quickly.
Yeah. But Zion Williamson, I was talking
about. You bounce back. You and Fred, you guys bounce back quicker.
I really don't. I really don't bounce back that good.
You didn't seem that bad today.
Today was better because I paced myself. I drank a lot more water.
Yeah. That probably saved me. I'm assuming because we went and ate at the Brazilian Steakhouse last night.
That really helped me.
That we had a high amount of salt. And I can only assume that must have been what dried my mouth out last night, was so much salt that I had a really dry mouth. And I guzzled probably a gallon of water
at
the bar.
Helps. Yeah.
And at the time, all I'm thinking about is getting rid of my cotton mouth. But at the same time, it helps out the next day because you've taken in all that water.
Yeah, well, I saw you at
the... I had to wake up and pee like 15 times in the middle of the night, but big deal.
Yeah, but yeah, the at the Grapevine,
mm-hmm.
You went from like ice water to no ice because you were just knocking them back. Yeah, you were knocking them back. So, but Zion Williamson, I was talking to Joel about, you know, the fact that he was playing and yesterday, and there was no minutes restriction. Are you shocked by that?
No.
Because it was just a minor injury?
I mean, like
a strain or whatever on the
I honestly knee? Think that if it weren't Zion Williamson, he probably could have been back from that injury in 3 or 4 days. Like maybe missed a game.
Really?
But I think they, because of the Nike thing, I think there was a lot of factors that made them say, we want to be 100% on this. And Duke realized, you know what? Worst case scenario, we're a 2 seed. Worst case scenario, big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not going to really hurt them or affect them. And I'm pretty sure they're going to win the first round regardless of who they face. I really believe that. So.
Yeah, there's going to be some teams that are just physically overwhelmed by that team.
That would be a devastating upset, though.
But I do think that's a really beatable team. I don't think they can lose in the first round, but I think that second weekend.
Oh, for sure.
You put them up against a strong, you know, a 3 seed. I wouldn't take them.
Yeah.
So I do think that team is vulnerable as they try to readjust to life with Zion. Now, there were times last night where it looked like Syracuse was going to hang with them the whole game. Now, Syracuse is also just kind of a bad matchup for them, but regardless, they played well enough to make that a game for most of it. Duke pulled away a little bit late, but I've looked at Duke all year long as a team that can be had.
Absolutely, and I think the other thing is, in the event that the player surrounding Zion is, like breaking down from pressure, like if they fall behind for whatever reason. And it affects them mentally. I don't know if Zion could just put this team on his back and just win the game for him. I mean, he's done it before during the regular season, but when it comes to tournament time, that's just a way more intense amount of pressure. That's why I feel like they can be beat. I just don't think they'll get knocked in the first round.
I don't think they'll get knocked in the first round either. But yeah. I think we've seen Virginia last year lose to a 16 seed. I think we may have seen the last of that for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see that again anytime soon. Those teams are going to come in taking that game way more seriously going forward. And it was also sort of a special circumstance for Virginia, who's missing their best player.
Right.
But Virginia should never lose to UMBC. That shouldn't happen. So I think that you're going to start seeing these one seeds take these games a little more seriously, which from a betting standpoint means when you see these big spreads that you normally don't like to mess with the 116s.
Uh-huh.
You may want to mess with them because I think these teams are going to go out and look to get some real margin in these games.
Did you put money on a lot of games today?
5 games, I think.
Okay.
6 games, maybe.
Okay. I was supposed to copy your bets. I wanted to, take every one of your plays and play them, but I forgot to do that.
Well, yesterday was a bad day, a really bad day, but every other day this week had been awesome, so you got to take it when those bad days come, but today's been pretty good so far, so it's an ebb and flow, but I'll take where we're at right now.
Somebody on the text line is asking whether or not Late Hits will be on
show. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton coming up next at 7 o'clock. You've got one more segment with the Blitz, and Patrick Creighton will take over and yell at your head.
You like pull the microphone like 6 feet away from you when you yell like that.
Patrick Creighton at 7, and then at 9 o'clock, another episode of the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
There you go,
on programming ESPN 97.5. That's programming notes right there. We will be back. We'll wrap it up from Dallas. Last segment of the Blitz coming up on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back. Final segment of The Blitz. Patrick Creighton yodeling to warm up his voice. He's ready. He's prepared. The show isn't prepared, but he's ready to just yell for 2 hours. It's an exciting time in the city of Houston. He's going to You can probably hear the PA in the background because we're in the stadium and they're doing like the lights and sound test.
Yep.
You won't be able to hear it over Patrick Creighton. You're going to see steam coming out of the speakers out there like, we can't work hard enough.
Do you remember the Mighty Gwynn, Dylan Gwynn?
Mighty Gwynn, absolutely I do,
so
Nick.
He would like sit like 4 feet away from the microphone, and he his voice doesn't project like Patrick Creighton,
right?
And it would drive me nuts because I'd have him potted like all the way up, but he's talking like 20
What's
feet away.
This is how I talk, Nick. What's
like, you know, my name is Dylan Gwynn, and I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, Dylan Gwynn did not laugh. He filled in for me one time when we had the stutterer call in.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, hello, my name is Dylan Gwynn, and I am not laughing at you. I think he was trying to save his job. Like, he didn't want to get in trouble because I was laughing because we had a stutterer call in.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I mean, I'm not laughing at people who stutter, but sometimes if you hear it, it's funny. You can't help but laugh. You can't control what makes you laugh. You know what I mean?
So, like, if you're in the presence of someone who's stuttering, you can't help yourself? You just laugh right in front of them?
Not always, but
not always?
No, not always. But it happened on the phone that one time.
Wow, that's not very nice, AJ.
I know it's not nice, but I can't control it. Like, you can't control who you love. Like, just because you like dudes, big deal.
See?
You can't control it. All right, well, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. And that's about as much as I can stall for AJ. But I did the best I could. Yeah, I got like a whole minute and a half there.
That was almost 2 minutes, so yeah. That was impressive.
Yeah, so I figured at some point during that little diatribe he would wander in, but that hasn't happened.
No, I can do an accent for their country.
You can do
a
British,
never know.
You can do a British accent.
Yeah, I can do a British.
Yeah, but they'll sniff out that fake British accent.
And I'll do Australian.
They'll sniff that out.
I'll do South African. South How's
African.
That?
Yeah.
They're going to sniff that out.
You can always say with a blood diamond he's brewed. And it's just like, blood diamonds.
I think a good thing the guy's been... Okay, so that's 5:07 p.m. That's a kind of weird time for your first one. It has... It's two now in 12 minutes.
What if they asked you to be the stadium announcer for it?
Listen, I would do it, but I would only do it as a Spanish stadium announcer. So if a goal
goes
for
it. ¿Cómo estás?
Someone from another TV show altogether.
Yeah, I just showed up.
Yeah, like Kevin Spacey shows up and just sits on that throne.
With a little boy on his lap.
Yeah, just sits on that throne and like...
Too soon?
He brings in like Joffrey Jr. to...
to Neverland.
Yeah.
And they call it Neverland.
You can hear Joel from like 9:30 to noon or something like that on The Usual Suspects. Either that or they've got... like sleep crapnia or whatever. Maybe that's what you would call it.
Number one, whoever designed the road system in this city was on opium. I mean, they flew in Edgar Allan Poe and he was just sitting there going, ooh, let's do this and this and this. This is the worst road system anywhere.
But you did get worked in basketball by a gay dude last night.
I did.
So
yeah, that's a fail. Of course, he kind of worked everybody.
He took it to your paint.
No, he did not do that. I shouldn't wear the purple shirt if we go back to that bar, though, right?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
No. With your build, they would look at you, they would call you a grimace. There's a subculture that really enjoys that grimacing. They call it.
I did give the guy at the hotel bar a pretty good tip, so I don't know if that
just a tip.
Just the tip, yes.
Oscar Mayer.
I think Oscar Mayer.
Mayer. American meat packer, it says. Yeah, you can go ahead and do your own wiener jokes now. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said
this week.
Another week of immaturity and fun. And now you get the most mature man in radio, Patrick Creighton. He's here to deliver a great episode. He's the one person I haven't seen drunk out here this week.
Doesn't mean he wasn't drunk. We just haven't seen him drunk.
Doesn't mean he wasn't, but we haven't seen it. Nick, appreciate you filling out this last half hour. Thanks to Fred Fowler for fighting the good fight for the first two and a half. And thanks to PBC for having us out here. Everybody, make sure you get that Errol Spence, Mikey Garcia pay-per-view. And we will talk to you back in Houston on Monday. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton next. The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9 o'clock coming up on ESPN 97.5.